Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
And hello, good evening, and you're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our weekly series towards creating a more sustainable and greener future, and of course present too, for us all. I'm Carol Dooley. This week we're putting the spotlight on the Green Schools Initiative, Ireland's leading environmental management and educational programme for schools. But before we speak to our special guest this evening, first, we wanted to find out what students think about it and what's really important to them. So we sent our reporter Max Kane to find out.
Pretty cool, and you can learn some cool stuff when you...
Science is good, don't litter.
And what do you have to say to any bad grown-ups out there that do bad things to the environment?
Stop dropping your fags and vapes on the ground.
That's right.
What do you think about the environment? Do we need to work hard to save it?
Yeah, we probably do, because it's not like, it's just stop littering, that's really it.
For all the grown-ups out there, don't vape, breathe air.
What can kids like you do to help the environment?
Clean up after themselves, nobody's going to do it for you.
And what did you learn today about the environment?
Litter's everywhere and germs are too.
Any parting words? Any words of wisdom from you?
Any words of wisdom? Just stop littering in general.
Well, it's wonderful to see young students have such an awareness and appreciation for protecting the planet. And of course, this begins at home. But schools also have a major role to play, and leading the charge to make schools greener is the Green Schools Environmental Education Programme and Award Scheme. And joining us on this week's edition of Ours to Protect is Elaine Cooper, art teacher and leader of the committee, the Green Schools Committee at NACE CBS. Elaine, thank you for taking the time to talk with us this evening. Before we find out about the wonderful work that you're doing at NACE CBS, can you just tell us really what the Green Schools Initiative and Programme is all about?
So Green Schools itself is Ireland's leading environmental management and award programme. So it's working with primary and secondary schools around the country. So it's up to the school to get involved. It's not something you have to do, but it's encouraged. So it's operated and coordinated by the Environmental Education Unit on TASC. They, you know, will assess you. So for example, we have a number of green flags, which once you complete a theme, and you've done a two-year kind of program around that theme, you have to put forward an application to show that you've gone through seven steps, which are the seven steps of the program. And you kind of have to provide evidence of that.
So you get the award of the green flag at the end, yeah.
Once you've gone through those steps.
So when you talk about themes there, Elaine, what kind of themes are you referring to?
For example, we have three flags already. So the first theme that the school tackles with litter and waste, tackling litter and waste issues and encouraging sense of responsibility for the students, making them aware of that it's a problem, making them kind of take responsibility themselves. So it's identifying what the problems are, where you're at within your school and what changes you have to make. Some schools will be more developed than others. So it's the actions you take, and you don't necessarily just get awarded the flag for having taken the most actions. It's more a case of what you have, how far you've come from basis of your school. So
right. Like
for example, in our school, we kind of introduced paper packaging in the canteen. We try to kind of really distinguish between the recycling bins and the rubbish bins. We got students making wooden lids to put on the recycling to encourage. We thought if it was more of an effort to have to lift the lid up, maybe people would then, because what was happening was the rubbish and the recycling thing getting mixed up, which meant that nothing could be recycled.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, so they actually made these lids in woodwork. And then we had energy. What could you do to conserve energy in the school? So, you know, obviously introducing the LED lighting, and then the students in the committee produced a kind of a whole program, a kind of a plan to put solar panels installed in the school. Then we had the water one, which was kind of, once again, water awareness, water conservation, what you can do within the school. What we did was gather rainwater from the large gym, to using that water for kind of a vegetable kind of garden within the school. And then we had the travel theme, which was the last 2 years that we did. And the boys managed to get, or grant actually, and they got new bike racks put into the schools, trying to get people to, or the students and the staff and everybody, to travel, you know, be more eco-friendly rather than having to come by a car. Just awareness, making people aware and stop and think. So that was the last one that we did. And now this year we're doing biodiversity, increasing awareness in schools of the importance of native plants, animals and habitats. And we have honeybees already, so we would be up a little bit there and compared to some other schools. And you might get involved in things outside of the school, like we're involved in tree planting and nice tidy towns as well. Do you know, you kind of, where you can, you link with the community as well.
I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing there. I mean, I'm totally blown away just listening to you. And I would suspect that maybe, you know, there are students who come into this and they know quite a bit about it. There's probably other students who, you know, for whatever reason, perhaps are not being taught so much at home about it, so they're learning as well. And of course, the most wonderful thing about this too is when your students leave, they take all this knowledge with them, and hopefully they will apply that in their own personal lives as they continue on.
Well, that's the thing, it's starting at a young age, making them aware, and they're taking in the information and they're learning as they're going along, and just being aware, and with awareness becomes the action. That's what we hope.
Well, Elaine Cooper from NACBS, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us about the Green Schools Initiative, and I congratulate you and your team and all the students there for everything you have done so far, and wish you the very best of luck as you continue. I think it's wonderful work you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Carol.
It's an excellent programme, and if you would like to find out more information about Green Schools, it's all at greenschoolsireland.org. And that wraps up this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Thank you for joining me. I'm Carol Dooley. A reminder, by the way, if you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie/ours to protect. And if you want to find out more about Ours to Protect too, it's all at ours2protect.ie. And I look forward to bringing you another edition next week, just after 7 o'clock. So I hope you'll join me then.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.